take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 7. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. I've been thinking a lot about the word comfort these days. Being comfortable. What a luxury we have. I might also add that I hate being uncomfortable. Why, if I start feeling a little sweat on my back, I turn the AC down immediately. If I don't want to be somewhere, I leave. If there are flies or mosquitoes, I'm swatting at them. Where in the Bible does it talk about Christians being comfortable? Where does our comfort come from? There are many verses about comfort, and it is found in Jesus. Have you ever noticed that any time God gave comfort for his people, there was usually some sort of conflict first? We have a choice to seek the Lord in these situations or rest on our own devices. Oftentimes, somebody pays for your comfort. Are you willing to be uncomfortable so that others may benefit? Think about the military who fight for your rights so that you feel safe and comfortable. We have freedom to go to church, freedom to go to school, to live anywhere in the United States we want. Most of the world does not have these benefits, but it came with a price. Somebody paid. Somebody always pays. Verse 6 in our scripture reading says, if we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. What did Jesus do for you? He left all comfort and chose to die a horrific death on the cross for your sins. He was without sin, so this was done for you. What are you sacrificing today, my friend? Are you willing to forego immediate comforts to help someone else? Are you being a good steward of what the Lord has given you? Do you use it to help another, or are you only seeking your comfort? As verse 4 states, God comforts us so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Lord Jesus, help us to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, knowing that through this others may come to know you. May we think more of others than ourselves. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.